You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of Call Put Strike. My name is Scott Ponywaz and I am the publisher of Call Put Strike and the interim podcast host for our initial episodes as we get this off the ground. So thank you for tuning in to another episode. If you are new to Call Put Strike and are not familiar with our format, the first part of the podcast, we cover the day's news. We cover a few of the highlights in the markets. And for the second part of the episode, we take a deeper dive into a educational topic or another topic of interest in a given time frame that is relevant in today's world. We aim to educate listeners as well as inform listeners. So we always are open to your feedback and also appreciate all of your praises on the different subscription platforms. So wherever you are listening, we appreciate you giving us a nice kind review or reaching out to us directly if there's anything we can do better. So with that, let's dive right in to today's news. For today's daily financial news summary, today is Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. And in today's news, the stocks continued to rise Wednesday, and the Dow Jones closed at 2.18% higher, and the S&P 500 rose by 1.46%, and the NASDAQ increased by 0.78%. Boeing had to lay off 6,770 employees on Wednesday, unfortunately. This is in addition to the approximately 5,520 voluntary layoffs who will soon be leaving the company. Those who agreed to the voluntary layoffs received a buyout package. Boeing had previously announced that it was planning on reducing 16,000 jobs due to the reduction of both air travel and customer demand. CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, said, quote, "We have come to the unfortunate moment of having to start involuntary layoffs. I wish there was some other way," end quote. Shares of the company increased 1% after the announcement. Marriott International has announced that they will be furloughing more staff and continuing their reduced work week. This reduction in hours started in March and is expected to last until October at least. Marriott representatives warned that there will likely be a large number of layoffs this year because of the expecting effects of the pandemic on the hospitality industry that are expected to last until 2021. The company stated that the coronavirus is impacting them more than the 2008 recession and 9/11 did combined. Tuesday, President Donald Trump tweeted about mail-in ballots being fraudulent. Twitter responded to this by disputing the claim. On Wednesday, President Trump threatened to regulate or even close down social media platforms. He tweeted, quote, "Republicans feel that social media platforms totally silence conservatives' voices. We will strongly regulate or close them down before we can ever allow this to happen. We saw what they attempted to do and failed in 2016. We can't let a more sophisticated version of that, happen again. Just like we can't let large-scale mail-in ballots take root in our country. It would be a free-for-all on cheating, forgery, and theft of ballots. Whoever cheated the most would win. Likewise, social media, clean up your act. Now!" Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, end quote. That was 4 exclamation points. Twitter stock was down 4% after the tweet was posted. White House National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow spoke about the possibility of the Trump administration providing cash bonuses to employees who head back to work. This move is intended to increase the speed at which the economy will reopen. S&P Global Ratings estimates estimates that companies' credit ratings will decrease as the pandemic's negative effects continue to soar. Almost 1,300 companies might see their ratings slashed, which is more than the total that occurred during the Great Recession in 2008. MGM Resorts International, a casino company, announced Wednesday that some Las Vegas casinos would be reopening on June 4th. The Bellagio, the New York, the MGM Grand, and the Signature are all expected to be reopened next week. There will be a decreased amount of amenities available at the facilities so as to reduce the risks of contamination, of course. Shares of MGM Resorts rose by 0.5% after the announcement. In other unfortunate news today, scheduled launch of the SpaceX manned mission, which was supposed to be the first launch by NASA on U.S. soil since 2011, had to be postponed due to inclement weather. Just 16 minutes prior to launch, they had to suspend it. It has been rescheduled for Saturday, May 30th at 3:22 p.m. Eastern, and hopefully blue skies. And that wraps up today's daily news for Wednesday, May 27th, 2020. After the break, we're going to dive into investing in index funds and familiarize you with some of the different advantages, disadvantages, and what they are. If you're just joining us, this is Call Put Strike's Daily Financial News and Insights podcast. We are going to dive in today to index funds, so investing in index funds. So when you decide to invest in the stock market, you'll likely start paying more attention to financial news and updates. At this point, you'll start hearing about index funds. What exactly are index funds and how do they relate to a market index? So, to start off at the top, what are they? An index fund is a mutual fund or exchange-traded fund that is made up of holdings designed to match that of a market index. An example of a market index could be the S&P 500 or the Dow Jones, two familiar ones you probably hear a bit of in the news. The S&P 500 is an index that is comprised of 500 of the largest public companies in the United States, while the Dow Jones tracks 30 of the largest firms in the United States. By looking at both of these indexes together, it is a good method of determining how well the stock market is performing as a whole. So, how do the actual index funds work? So, money that's put into an index fund will be used to invest in stocks that the market index is comprised of. Therefore, when the market index changes in value, your index fund will correspondingly change as well. Index funds are not actively managed. They're a hands-off investment, often called passive. Instead of using a financial advisor or account manager, you would have a computer tracking the market and rebalancing your index fund to match. So by investing in an index fund, you're basically guaranteeing that you will perform just as well as the market does in a particular year. At least you hope. Index funds tend to pay off in the long run. If the market has a bad year, it will often stabilize itself in the following year. Index funds are a good way to get into the market when you do not have an extensive financial background. Simply pay attention to the major indexes and you'll understand how your portfolio is doing. So, advantages of index funds. Investing in an index fund tends to be a lower risk than putting your money towards individual stocks. Stocks are often more volatile than entire indexes, so it's unlikely that you will lose all of your money after one bad day in the market. Asterisk, of course, you can never predict the markets. Index funds are often cheaper to invest in as well because there are fewer fees associated with them. They're less work than a managed investment account as they are simply mimicking the market index. Therefore, there are fewer commissions and account fees to pay. Another pro is that index funds diversify your portfolio. The risk is being spread around across a greater number of investments. it also allows you to have a wider mix of different industries and assets. There are indexes for oil and gas, for tech companies, for a variety of different industries and verticals in the market. So there are often many different options out there for you, which you probably want to speak to somebody with financial knowledge and an understanding of your financial goals before you decide on which ones to select. So the disadvantages of index funds. The major disadvantage of investing in index funds is that there is a lower reward since there is a low risk of investing in them compared to an individual stock. It is difficult to earn a large profit as there is when investing in those individual stocks. So this is considered the opportunity cost of investing in index funds, as your money could be going towards something that will give you a higher profit. And that concludes your lesson in index funds. Hopefully today's episode was informative, and we hope that you will join us again tomorrow. So thank you and have a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.